This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
About it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, the Broncos are making their roster cuts. They have to get down to the 53-man roster by 2 o'clock today. They actually are practicing right now, so it's interesting. I wonder if they've cut them before or have already cut them. Or if they're waiting until the final practice and then they can catch him like on the way to the locker room. Here's the buy or sell on this one. So they cut Adam Prentice, the CSU fullback. They cut him. Might be good news for Michael Burton's health, though. They waived undrafted rookie Christian Williams. They cut Lavelle Bailey. He was another name. Blake Watson, another name. Audric Estime. Buy or sell. Audric Estime is going to make the Broncos regret that it didn't work out with him. Buy or sell? No, he will be a... I think Audric Estime will fade into the world of the unknown running backs, unfortunately, for him. Buy or sell that the Colorado Avalanche thing we just hit is okay. That you can't just, you know, they're fans of Taylor Swift, so they can, it's about her, whoever she's getting married to is beyond the point. Like, I guess this is big news in pop culture. She's never been married, right? Has Taylor Swift ever been married, Mike? No? And she sings about boyfriends and stuff a lot. So, I guess this is a pretty significant day in the pop world. But I sell that. It is not okay for a Colorado team. The Eagles, the Mammoth, the Nuggets, the Rockies even. The Rockies have standards, folks. The Rockies, I don't think, are putting out any kind of a tweet like this. What does that tell you? But even the Rockies have a little pride. They're just tweeting about the 2026 schedule. That's pretty good. Because they were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs Sunday with a month and a half left of baseball. But yeah. But they have better things to tweet about, like next year's schedule. Sorry, this one didn't go so great, fellas. But we're looking forward to next year. Yes, I know. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. East Side Chris, Micah can't shave until a divorce is announced. Any divorce or just their divorce, East Side Chris? Can't shave your beard or your hair, cut your hair until... I'm not rooting for... Let's be clear. I'm not rooting for that. I'm just saying it shouldn't have been... It shouldn't have been something that the Colorado Avalanche tweeted, but it is funny that the Rock. I'm talking about the Rockies. They have standards and blah, blah, blah. And they're tweeting out, here's what next year looks like. Sorry it didn't work out for us, but you're still playing. Yeah, but it's over.
I'd rather them tweet about that and their amazing hot dogs than Taylor Swift. Look, if Travis Kelce gets ruined by that succubus, then
succubus, huh?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift is a succubus?
Yeah. Or a siren. She could be a siren.
What is a siren?
No, she's actually more like a siren because the siren song, you know, they're those like creatures that are singing pretty music. And then if you hear it,
you're getting weird, huh?
Well, yeah. I think they were in the Odyssey or something. Mm-hmm. You hear it and you
like a mermaid,
you know, go toward it. Yeah, kind of, but like they're like cannibals or something.
It is amazing how, I mean, it's just the story by itself is just amazing how her popularity. Do you think had she been engaged in courting anyone else, it would be as big, like in the NFL? Shedeur Sanders.
Oh God!
We'd have blew up. I don't think people could hold the amount of people. I don't think these websites could take the amount of traction that they would get.
Or
Tim Tebow.
Oh,
Shedeur Sanders probably more popular than Tebow today, right?
Yeah, probably
today. And Kelsey's got a big personality, and he's, you know, the more Super Bowls they won, the bigger his personality got.
Maybe that's why. Maybe she wanted more popularity, and then she'll break his heart.
Which
I hope she does.
She don't. I don't.
I want her to do that and just like ruin.
Like
him
I don't.
As a person.
I don't hope that.
Oh, I do.
I see. That's mean. Like I'm not. You know.
I don't want her to do that to anybody.
Wonder
else
what Kelsey
for a chief.
Texter, wonder what Kelsey had to come up for dowry. 2 miles in a bowl. Dowry.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. That's not going to be the text of the day.
That's not the top
get
text
your
of
Legos.
The day. Honestly, the one that pisses me off is the Well County Swami's text, and sometimes it's the ones that gets the blood pumping that might give you the text of the day.
What was this text again?
Basically, that it's no problem with the Avalanche's tweet, and it has nothing to do with anything on the field, not a problem with it all.
Yeah, he's not getting any prize there.
Mm.
Do I get a vote?
No.
Oh.
You're not responsible enough to
okay.
do anything
so,
like that.
So, like, because I will go by creativity, so if someone just says, go Broncos.
That's not very creative.
Yeah, that's not creative enough. Like,
we
I
used
will,
to have
I will
people,
salute your patriotism.
We used to have people do raps and different rhymes and Christmas cards, like Christmas songs, you know. We're going to get into this, though, because we got a new partner, I think, going to join the forces with us, and we're very excited.
And, Brady, we need to go down there. And
No, I'll go by myself.
I want to see what they have.
Yeah, but the car is so full. It's different stuff right now.
Oh,
I can barely,
nuts.
Can barely get anybody
I mean,
in there,
it,
man.
They,
don't go
it
look
like
right
an
now. But
exciting
like,
place. Like,
it's
like
just so full.
I can ride on top of the car.
Well,
you have like
yeah.
a bike rack
no,
I can hold on to.
You worry about that. And plus, the strong winds could throw you right off, man.
Yeah, well,
hilarious
see,
as that might be.
I don't see any wind right now.
Yeah.
So drive like really slow.
Mm-hmm.
Put your...
You got to drive the speed limit, Mike. That's enough right there. Even if it's not a windy day at all, knock you right off.
Well, I mean, if you just like cover me with like a tarp and
I don't
like,
have a tarp
flash
with me.
Those
all my tarps
lights.
Have been stolen. Somebody broke in the other day and stole all the tarps. That was it.
Wow. Just stole the tarps.
Just the tarps.
Just
strangest
the tarps.
Thing.
I mean, like tarps are valuable these days.
Right. So you're telling
I mean,
me.
They're going online for at least $1,000 a piece.
Really? No wonder they stole the tarps.
I was just joking, but if you thought I was being serious, everybody, go online and buy a tarp for
$1,000.
Make someone
rich. 13 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. The Broncos are making their cuts and not a big... Oh, God, what is happening here? Really? The current one? Well, she couldn't... I'm just getting a report here. I'm trying to double check it because this is from the same texter account that likes the Taylor Swift thing. Wow. How long do they normally go? Ralphie is retiring. 4 seasons of service as college football's greatest mascot, the Buffs tweeted, which I can not like this current Ralphie. Ember is retiring from a role. You're not going to get me to get on here and say anything negative about Ember. She couldn't quite get all the way around there, but she's a majestic being. I love the I love what they do. I love their tradition. I love the bison, even though it's not a buffalo. I love the bison. But you won't get like I don't like the Avs tweet, but this tweet, you won't get me to say one negative thing about Ember. You don't know sometimes. You know, you just assume you're going to get every bison's going to be able to go around that field fully and get all the way around. But the texture here says every other one went at least a decade. Eh, she just didn't have, let her go out and be free or make somebody's tummy really happy, you know, something like that. Sorry. Either way, let her go out into the world and be free on a field or, you know, be something that's on like a half price, buy one, get one free type of deal. Yeah, something like that. Either way. But Ember is retiring from her role. Smitty, come on. I don't even think I can say that. The CU mascot has no boop, boop. Smitty texted. He's throwing stuff out at Go Pokes. So we got our Rams, our diehard Rams guy. Go Pokes has been a no-show today. You think he's too nervous for Thursday? He's like nervous and he's collecting his thoughts. Smitty says, any truth to the rumor that Go Pokes is a Swifty? From my texts and in exchanges with him, I wouldn't think so. Eastside Chris, Cam still thrives. I don't think I can say that. I don't want to say that. I like the Buffs mascot. I think the Rams need to find a way to get like a wild ram, like one of those rams, not like the sheep ram. They can't. It's a wild animal. They can't do it. Just find a way. Because if you want me to come over to your side on the best mascot, I'm going to need to see that mountain ram. Because those mountain rams, dude, now that's an animal. Sheep ram, it looks like you're going to 4-H. You're at the fair. You're at the county fair, and you're going to bring them in, and somebody has to clean out the stall. That's why you're letting it walk around the stadium for a while. I need to see the big one. You know, make it. I don't care. Whatever you have to get through. PETA or wildlife, I don't care. Go find it. You know, make it happen. They got wild hawks that they train to be hawks and fly around, Auburn and Air Force, all that. We can find a way to get a mountain ram. We need to get a mountain ram. 17 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK. Coming up next, let's talk a little Denver Broncos. The preseason is done. Monday is gone. Our thoughts have been collected. How will this team do? We've got our opponent preview continuing today. I've got the Broncos sitting at 6-2 through 8 games. We'll be right back. To the right.
How good will the Broncos defense be in 2025?
So good! So good!
Let's find out together at NoCo's home for Broncos games and talk. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. So I'm going to do this, Mike. Let's figure this out. Avs congratulatory post to Kelsey and Swift. Okay? And we're going to see. I got to post it. I want to see where this goes. No. Yes or no? Avs congratulatory post to Kelsey and Swift. Okay? Yes or no? And let it begin. Because I would imagine this is going to be an overwhelming no. And if it is anything other than an overwhelming no, then I will be disappointed in the Hooligans. But crazy time. So, Michael, I have the Broncos at 6-2 at this point through 8 games. And all the rest of us are really looking at it going, Broncos are right there. They're probably at 6-2. Wouldn't that put them somewhere in between in the upper echelon, like third in the AFC at this point? And maybe they're even first. Who knows? And then after the Cowboys game, they have the Houston Texans. That's going to be a little bit of a battle there, I think, because again, this is a good crossover game here. Because odds are, just just bear with me here. Odds are, if the Broncos are 6-2 at this point, Bo Nix has not had the infamous sophomore slump. C.J. Stroud kind of did last year. So this would be an interesting crossover. Like, wow, Bo Nix really rocked and rolled. Are the Texans that good again? And they were a playoff team the last 2 years. Even with C.J. Stroud, you know, having a weird year, they still made it to the playoffs. When you think about this team and the weapons he has, you know, like a Nico Collins, very good. He had, 68 receptions for 1,000 yards last year. Tank Dell, but Tank Dell is obviously having some injury stuff. He's on the pup list, so they have some really good talent there. There's no timetable on Dell's need to return. I don't know when that's going to happen, but I can't imagine it's anytime soon. It's a good football team, Mike. You know, the Texans are. If it wasn't for kind of the weird year last year, we might have said, because again, they're still a playoff team. So, like, where do we put the Texans when we're talking about, because we always talk about the Baltimore Ravens, the Buffalo Bills, the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm probably saying I do think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be pretty tough. But I have Denver beating them. I just feel like maybe Cincinnati gets better as the season progresses, too. So that would be interesting to see. Can the Broncos beat the Houston Texans? They're 6-2, man. If they find a way to get that done, this would be another battle for Denver. A battle between, and it's in Houston, too. So last year you had a Houston team that was 11-8. I think their secondary's pretty damn good. Derek Stingley Jr., pretty elite. Kamari Lassiter's a fast dude. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. So their secondary's good. Does C.J. Stroud bounce back is the biggest question. He was an NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. His game regressed last season. Had an uptick in interceptions, a drop in accuracy, and he had kind of some point out maybe the yips a little bit too with Stroud. So this is a big year coming up for him. I think Houston has an elite secondary, maybe one of the best in the league, so that's going to give Bo Nix some fits. It's at Houston. I think Houston's going to be a very good team. Again, 11 wins last year. This team won 11, and it was a down year with their quarterback, Mike. You can't ignore that. I think the Texans game is going to be tough for Denver. Unfortunately, Michael, this will be the third loss the Denver Broncos will face of the season. They are now sitting at 6-3 after 9 games. I know you don't like it. I know you don't like it. It's okay. I'm just saying, this is a tough football team that won 11 games last year when their quarterback had a down year. So Houston should probably be kind of in the mix when you're talking about top AFC teams. We just kind of ignore them. But they won 11 games and their quarterback struggled. And for him, struggling is different. But 6-3. Not bad. Not bad. Coming up next at home, it's going to be a Thursday night football game at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. Pete Carroll, Denver's first look at Pete Carroll and this new look Raiders team. So we'll preview that game on a Wednesday. Do I have the Broncos bouncing back on a short week on Thursday night football? Mr. Thursday night, we'll be making a pick for that Thursday night game as well. So we'll get into that. But 6-3 for the Broncos after 9. 29 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank, that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, bummed about this cut. So the Broncos now have two more cuts to make. Well, now one. They just cut the tight end they brought into out of Utah, Caleb Lohner. More of an experiment basketball player. All he did was catch touchdowns, and you know, I think he had like two catches last year, and they were touchdowns, or three catches, and one was a 2-point conversion. But Sean Payton talked really high of this dude. I'm kind of bummed. 6'7", former basketball player. He caught four passes in his collegiate career. I thought like three of them were touchdowns, and one of them was a 2-point conversion. But the Broncos hopefully can sneak him through to develop on the practice squad. I don't know why. Maybe it's guys like, wasn't like Antonio Gates, like some of those, a lot of good tight ends, great tight ends, were actually really good basketball players, Mike. So maybe that's why this one bumps me out.
Yeah, well, I don't know why that is. Like, maybe it's the jumping aspect. You have to be really good with your hands, but don't you also have to be a good blocker, usually? Well, maybe not so much these
Julius
days after
Thomas.
Shannon Sharp.
Julius Thomas made it all right for a bit, a cup of coffee.
With the Broncos, and then, like, he...
Okay, so
hurt?
So for fullback Mike Burton and inside linebacker Drew Sanders are in short-term injured reserve. So because of that, and then the cut to Caleb Lohner, this brings their number down to 54 with one move left before 2 o'clock. So about almost 20 minutes left until the Broncos get down to the final 53. Excuse me.
I don't have the roster in front of me. Is Frank Crum on there? He's one of the offensive linemen.
I do not see his name. So I can give you the list of who's been cut at this point.
Because Bruce and I really want
to make Frank Crum, Wyoming guy, right? So obviously people are rooting pretty hard for him. Christian Williams, defensive tackle, was waived but also was injured. Fullback Adam Prentice, tight end Caden Preakscorn, safety Kedron Smith, defensive tackle Jordan Miller, inside linebacker Jordan Turner, Garrett Wallow, inside linebacker. Lavelle Bailey was one that was kind of a bigger name that was not a huge shock, but a good name people knew. Rati Perry, wide receiver A.T. Perry. They were a lot of typos in that. Cornerback Reese Taylor, cornerback Jaden Robinson, Calvin Throckmorton, cornerback Quentin Newsom, safety Sam Franklin, Delarian Turner Yell, wide receiver Courtney Jackson, wide receiver Michael Bandy.
They finally
Michael
got Turner
Bandy.
Yell.
Yeah,
I did.
Turner
I
Yell
did.
Was good.
I did really like him.
Offensive lineman Joe Michalski, offensive lineman Will Sherman, another bigger name there, Will Sherman. Offensive tackle Marquez Cox, wide receiver Kyrese Rowan. Defensive back you and I talked about over the weekend. They did not find a trade partner, so they're cutting Damari Mathis. Running back Blake Watson, waived / kind of injured. I liked Blake Watson. We're running back Audric Estime, probably the biggest name on the list. Wide receiver Jerjuan Newton, Garrett Nelson, Michael Duomfor, Xavier Truss, Clay Webb, Joshua Pickett, Micah Abraham.
He's my favorite.
Joaquin Davis. And Andrew Farmer. That is the list. And Frank Crum is not on that list.
Not a lot of surprises on this.
No, and
like
honestly,
maybe one or two.
Maybe Damari Mathis falling out of favor so fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had his struggles last year, and I remember talking to my dad about, you know, how we have our top two guys, and then to number three, it's a massive drop-off. And I don't think we have that this year.
You just didn't have a lot of tight... Now, trading Devon Vele was interesting. I mean,
he
would have made the team, but when you're offered a fourth-round pick for... I still think Pat Bryant, from what I've read and heard, and again, I've watched now with the preseason, but we'll see. But that was kind of a shock to some. But then when you saw the trade value, it's like, oh, yeah, go for it.
I mean, he was a seventh-round
pick. He was a seventh-round pick, so you got a fourth-rounder and a seventh-round pick for him. So, no, it's all good.
It's more than equal. This was an excellent trade.
It was an excellent trade.
I mean, I don't know if they trade him if they just get a six or a seven, but, like...
To get a fourth is a big deal. Like, inside five is always great. So they got one more name on this list, Mike, and it could be your guy. Frank Crum on this list. You got 20 minutes to make it happen.
Well, I don't think it'll be him. I don't think that it'll be any more running backs. I think, boy, if anybody, they might go defensive line, maybe. I would like to see Frank Crum, but that's more of a story.
Well,
I'm not so
running
solid
backs.
On
it looks like it's going to be Dobbins, Harvey, Jaleel McLaughlin, and Tyler Bidet. Wide receiver Sutton, Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin, Pat Bryant, Trent Sherfield looks to be what they're doing there.
I mean, if they're going to go at running back, who would you cut? Would you cut McLaughlin or would you cut Bidet? Because Bidet isn't as
flashy. Well, they're not going to carry just three.
I know, but if hypothetically,
I like McLaughlin.
I don't think.
Oh no, I don't know. That's a tough one. Both of those guys are good.
Not your third down back, and you want someone who can play third down.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think.
Well, they don't. Fortunately, they don't have. They don't have to make that decision though. They can carry four. Will they end up carrying a fullback, or will they just have him as a tight end? Because you could carry an extra tight end. How many tight ends are they going to take? Ingram, Troutman, Adkins, Kroll, maybe? But there's still, like, every last name in these projections that we're going through right now is up for debate. And on the offensive line, Frank Crum, at least on the Denver Post take, he was the last one to make that cut because you had Wattenberg, Garrett Bowles, Ben Powers, Mike McGlinchey, Quinn Miners. None of those guys are going anywhere. Paul Chesky, Matt Pert, Forsyth, not going anywhere. Frank Crum is on that bubble, I would imagine. So he could be the final name on this list. We'll
and
see.
Luke Wattenberg is your starting center. Go Huskies.
Really?
Oh,
week where the Rams are supposed to. You sound like Vay with his Lakers talk over here.
It was an accident. It just popped out. It was like a tick or something.
Mm-hmm. Let's get this information out. We got 19 more minutes until we find out who that final cut is going to be, and they are practicing right now.
Yeah, so, you mentioned, like, do they get them off the field, or
yeah,
do
probably.
They mention it before?
Or do they bring them into Sean Payton's office, or do they just do it, like, on the field right there? Like, hey, just grab, well, let me grab you for a minute. Come over here. Yeah, done.
Yeah. Like, as soon as they say, hey, come over here, you know you've been cut. But how many of those people... Like, a lot of them know that they're going to be on the practice squad. So, Damari Mathis, like...
Damari Mathis was an interesting one.
Yeah.
They were actually trying to find a trade partner, so they still saw value there.
But he's going to go somewhere
too late
else.
In the game. I think so.
He's going to go somewhere else, someplace. If the Broncos weren't so deep, Damari Mathis makes his team. Like, I think Turner Yell, practice squad...
Well,
Damari Mathis will go to another team.
At corner, you got Pat Surtain, you got Riley Moss, you've got your new guy that you just brought in, and I know that Jahdae Barron, they're really excited about him. So you got Chris Abrams-Drain. I was shocked because Quentin Newsom was on that list of cut, right? So is Jaden Robinson? Did I mention him? Did I mention him getting cut? Because
I don't remember if you did.
I don't think so. So he must have made the impression. Yeah, for this team. So he made the impression. So yeah, for corners you got Surtain, Riley Moss, Jahdae Barron, Chris Abrams-Drain, Jaden Robinson. So five corners? Sounds about right. So there you go. So we're whittling it down. We're getting down to it. It's a weird time of year, tough time of year for these teams, but
do you think they're able to keep Damari Mathis on that practice squad? Because I don't think so.
Can't imagine so.
No way.
Because, again, they were trying to find value and or trying to find a trade partner. So they at least thought they were going to have somebody to dance with, that there was value there. And then, oh, nobody called, whatever. Maybe it's just – but at some point, I think that guy's going to end up on a team.
Nobody called, but there are a lot of people just waiting to – what is
Isn't
it?
Isn't that weird how that works, though?
Yeah.
Because, like, Damari Mathis, better player, Damari Mathis or Devon Vele?
Vele.
See, like, I'm not, like, one of those guys. It's like, yeah, I saw a ton from Vele.
Yeah, but I saw Damari Mathis last year, and while he made some plays, he also made some bad plays. So I can see him making the team, but I can also see some injured players that we were missing making the team above him. So I'm a little shocked by it, but this isn't the first I've heard that maybe the coaching staff isn't as confident in him as, you know, maybe we thought.
And we're getting it set up here, and we're going to find out who's going to make this team at the end of the day.
Are we still at 54?
Still at 54.
Press refresh again.
Last one was 127. And so here's what's a little interesting tidbit. Is I was at ESPN checking their depth chart, and it was under construction. Like, it was just showing the defense and not the offense or special teams. So I refreshed, and now you do have Frank Crum on the offense. They have the offense up, but it's way too many offensive linemen, so you can't really take that seriously at this point. But you do have one guy that's on injured reserve. They cut Will Sherman, so I do think the fact that one guy's on IR, you cut Will Sherman, that probably means Crum's going to make the team. So Wyoming guy going to be on this team again. So excited about that.
Yay.
Yeah. Get down to it, man. Regular season is almost here. We got games to win, Mike. We got games to win. I got this team at 6-3, and I'm ready to see this Broncos team be a contender this year.
Be it not only be a contender, but a Super Bowl winner.
Well, I don't know if we're going that far. 45 minutes.
Well, maybe not you.
After the hour. When we come back, we'll figure out what did we learn today. We'll get into some of that. There was a lot. There's a lot of topics. Mike Brohar joined us earlier. Top Text Tuesday. We're working on recharging this. Some great texts. I didn't follow along with it as well as I wanted to, but maybe we'll look at that. Eastside Chris texting in. Fellas, I'm a little worried about the Broncos' offense. Go 3 or 6, maybe 9, and out. Going to need a quality punter. Leave it for the defense. Yeah, again, so much of it does. Like, is Bo Nix going to have a sophomore slump? Did you address your running back needs? Is Evan Ingram the real fix at tight end? Those are all questions still out there that were somewhat answered, somewhat not. But that's what we need to see against Tennessee. And Indianapolis, those first two games, I want to see them really start to figure that out. 46 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. We're powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Learn all about Thompson Valley football tonight at 5 on KFKA. Presented by Backus and Shanker.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
What do we learn today on this 26th day of August? I learned a lot of things. Listen, my whole minute, go check it out. Follow me on, subscribe on my YouTube channel. Just search the whole show or follow me on X, Instagram. It's all the whole show. That's it. Just find the whole show. I'm talking about how important it is, not just for CSU, but for the future of the pack, for Colorado State to beat Washington. It's going to happen, maybe. No? Picks are on Friday, Mike. Don't worry. I also learned you can root for people's success in life. You can. Just don't do it through a sports outlet. The Colorado Avalanche, you can be happy for them. People can be happy for people. It's fine. I hope Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are happy. That's great. I don't hope anyone is miserable. But I am also not going to say congratulations to a Kansas City Chiefs tight end. It's just, I'm not going to do it. And the Avs shouldn't have done it either. It's a mistake by them. Nuggets, I don't need Anfernee Simons. I don't want to move anybody else. I'm good. Michael Porter Jr., glad kind of that's over now. I mean, I miss the guy kind of as a player, but hearing him on his podcast thing, it's kind of getting a little bizarro. So I'm kind of good with the Nuggets being where they are right now. And he said, Chris, don't worry. You know, you'll learn. This Broncos team, 6-3 after 9. I think I'm going to hit every one of these. Very confident. That'll be a part of the picks. We're going to roll this year. It's going to be, the picks are going to be better than they've ever been, Mike. And we got our first college football pick of the season coming up on Thursday as Wyoming gets set to take on Akron. They really need to win that game. We also learned Mike Brower talking about the freshman enrollment at Colorado State. It's up. It's the best it's ever been. We got people doing something right. You know, I saw John Weber out there at practice today. I know Amy Parsons is getting a lot of talk. Like, the two of them have been absolutely working hard outwardly and, you know, on the internal side of things inside that office and those front office. It's been good. I'm curious to see what this upcoming season looks like. I have a bad feeling about the football side of things, but that's why we're here. That's why we watch the games. And if Colorado State can put up a fight against Washington, that kind of changes my opinions of a lot of things. And Mike is just shaking his head. He thinks it's going to be like 80-0, and Washington's going to be the greatest team ever. The spread is changing, though. The spread is changing. I saw so at the beginning of the week, we were looking at it. And it was 20. Was it 20 and a half or so? I think so. Now it's at 20. Oof. It's at 22 and a half. Colorado State, 22 and a half. It started, when I saw it Monday, it was at 20 and a half. So this is going to be interesting. Hey, Go Pokes chiming in. I just tuned in. I can tell I'm going to love listening to this at 3 a.m. Well, we were talking about mascots a little bit, and then your name came up, and then for some reason you were thrown to the wolves of saying you're a Taylor Swift fan, and I've never heard that from you or anything like that, because we've all... I think the real Broncos fans today, and I try not to do that like Michael. Michael plays that card way too much. But real Broncos fans don't want to be congratulating bitter rivals. Now, I don't have a big time, like, I want the Broncos to win the Super Bowl. That's my rival. I want the Broncos to win the Super Bowl. I want them to beat the Chiefs, but I want them to beat the Bills just as bad. But I do. There is something about the rivals that make you want to beat them a little bit more, especially when they have big characters, when they have larger-than-life personalities. You know, you got Max Crosby for the Raiders and Pete Carroll. Makes me want to beat him a little bit more. Now with the Chargers, it's Harbaugh, who I kind of like, even though he's a cheater. I kind of don't hate all those guys. The Chiefs, I don't really hate Patrick Mahomes, but Travis Kelce and not necessarily Kelce by himself, but the Kelce-Taylor Swift thing has really been annoying. It does make that easier for me to push harder on those rivalries. The Los Angeles Lakers, never can stand the Lakers, but especially when LeBron James is on that team, cannot stand him. So... no, not good. And Go Pokes trying to clear the air here. Yeah, no way. Not a Swifty. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're back at it on a Wednesday. And we'll break into the Broncos' 10th game of the season against the Las Vegas Raiders. Will they recover and get to 7-3? No, Mike, they will not be 10-0. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.